Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline.
Hey, Jacqueline, it's great to be back on the air. We've both been so busy traveling.
Yes, it is, and a wonderful holiday season we've had so far.
I tell you what, this has been the nicest Christmas, except for some of my wonderful friends up north, the snow. Friends and family have been suffering a little bit with all the precipitation up there.
Well, I met up with a little bit of it for a short period of time, only about 18 inches of it.
Well, that'll be enough for a little while, right?
That was a nice little white Christmas, and to be away from it is even better back in Florida.
You're such a sunshine girl.
That I am. I like the sunshine.
Well, we have a few callers that are on hold already, but I wanted to talk a little bit about this full moon we just had, because you mentioned to it when you first called in tonight, Jacqueline. I want you to fill people in on what's cooking here.
What's cooking? Well, you know, the moon was in its natural placement of Cancer, and being full, a lot of people had interesting reactions. It was also opposing the sun and Pluto at that time. So there were many transformative situations that occurred during that period of time. Again, I have to say it's all for the better. Sometimes you just have to relax and take a step back and wait for all the chaos to end before things start to make a change, and you can take a step forward in a more positive direction. And this full moon was definitely a whopper of surprises.
A whopper, you say? A whopper, you say? Here I am. You're talking to a Cancer Sun girl, okay?
Yes.
And the ascendant in Roanoke was sitting on my moon at the time of the full moon here. I want you to know that.
Oh, great.
But the interesting thing is that Uranus, the planet of surprises, that rules all things electronic, including lightning, actually was sitting on my Mercury when my brand new website was launched.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Yes, indeed. My son has been able to manifest a beautiful new website at www.aphrodite.com, and we're going to have a blog there, Jacqueline. I expect you to be hyperactive with that, and I want to get that going. I have to figure out a little bit more of the technology. It's a little bit more user-friendly than the other site. And I'll be able to inform people when there's special events or special shows that we're going to be having on the radio show. So it should be pretty interesting.
It sounds great. I'll have to definitely, I haven't even looked at it yet. I'll have to look at it.
Well, let me give you the date, the exact date and time it was launched. Okay?
All right.
It wasn't launched at the full moon. I felt that was unwise. It was launched on the 16th of December. At 9:05 a.m. in Port St. Lucie, Florida.
9:05.
Mhm. Which puts Mars right on the ascendant, and Capricorn exalted.
Oh, let's take a look at that. Still putting in Port St. Lucie. Port St. Lucie takes a while.
Oh yeah. It takes a while to get anywhere in Port St. Lucie.
Oh, wow.
No,
look at the spiritual connection on that. And I love that the sun in Sag is in the 11th house. That sun in Sagittarius and the Mercury in Sagittarius. That's great. The public, you know, helping out the public and the community in enlightening and awakening them. It's perfect with, geez, your heart, your moon right there in Aquarius, the humanitarian part. That's great. I'm
in
sure.
Exact trine to Jupiter in Gemini retrograde, which is a redo of the site. I thought, perfect, right?
Absolutely. This is great. And it you know, really, really nice as far as, I'm sure you're going to be doing more public support and public help on it as well. You know, this is really a great thing for that. joining the community together. This is really nice, especially with the spiritual community, transforming and changing them. This is a lot of teaching, a lot of preaching, a lot of getting the message out there. Perfect timing. I can't say enough about that.
Exactly.
What a beautiful art for it.
Yeah, and the site itself is just beautiful, very crisp. My son owns SalisburyWebDesigns.com, and he does a beautiful job. He custom makes the site, so anybody that's on the path of light, wants somebody that has experience working with a crazy astrologer like myself, can call my son or go out to his site and contact him. But it's all good. It's all good.
It is. I will say one thing. I know that you'll be redoing parts of it and changing parts of it, so people should pay attention to that, because you're going to refine this when Jupiter goes direct after January 30th. You know that.
Exactly. I'm already getting together some interesting graphics and stories.
Oh, great.
Creating a strategy for some of the events coming in the late winter and early spring. Some of mine and some of other people that I know here that are working and living in the light. So we're going to make all that happen. I just have to sit down and, you know, worry about, you know, the initial navigation process for me is always a little bit tense, shall we say. But I think I'll get it going on.
That's great.
Well, tonight's interesting chart, the night of this show, 6 o'clock tonight. We have a lot of planets that are in that sixth house of work and service and health and people getting back to being busy and working on their lifestyle changes that have been going through. Changes beyond their control sometimes, changes within their control that they just decide to launch, like I just did. And I think that that's exactly what we're going to be probably hearing a lot of, from people tonight, about how they're looking forward to this new year, how they want it to be a year like no other, something special, something different, and pick up the ball and run with it.
Yeah, this is, you know, and here again, reworking their own work at this point in time and looking at really what they want as far as long-term with the work is really good.
Exactly. Is there someone whistling at you in the background?
That's my cell phone. That means I have a message.
Oh, I thought that you had a bird.
Everybody looks around when my cell phone goes off. I moved it away from me now. So,
That's fine. I think that's a very cute background noise to have. Mine has chimes, so I try and make mine sweet, too, in case I forget to do the shut-off, but it's okay. You'll never guess who our first caller is tonight. Come on, give me a guess.
Let's see. Could it be Danielle?
Yes, and you will be amazed at the progress that she has been making, okay, since the last time we had the show. So let's go ahead and pick her up and see what she's doing. Good evening,
okay.
Danielle. Are you there?
Yes, it's me. Hey.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. You?
Great, great. Trying to keep warm. It's pretty freezing cold here, isn't it?
Not in my place.
She has excess heat in her new apartment.
That's a great thing.
Sure, make everybody jealous, Danielle. That's okay.
Yeah, I was told to watch out for that.
Yes. I can see why. You have beauty, brains, and a warm apartment. Hello. So what did you need to know from us tonight, Danielle?
Well, since I found out that my dad is helping me with Jake, what am I supposed to learn and what am I going to experience in this situation with him?
Interesting. You're readdressing old issues from the past with your father, I will say that. So what this is to do is to know that it's okay. It's letting go of the past, letting go of old issues from the past, seeing that there are other perspectives in the process of this, and seeing that, I mean, everybody has their own flaws. This really has to do with personal values and beliefs. So it goes to the core issue of what you believe and what your father believes and the differences between the two of them, and respecting that difference while not agreeing with it in any way, shape, or form. Do you understand it that way?
Yes. So I was talking about okay. Jake, this new person that I've been talking to.
Oh, I was talking about your father and the old issues from the past that are coming up as far as your father's concerned.
Well, I knew that part.
Okay, good.
This is about, I think, allowing the part of you that has been healing and has been healed and applying it to your relationships as you're moving forward in the future. And that's why I think that this new relationship is going to be more healing for you than you can see right now. Right now, you might see yourself more as the solution, but I feel that you can heal a lot through this person because of their nature. And to be able to receive that from another person is very different than what you grew up with around your father, your family. So this is going to be a whole new beginning for you in a lot of ways, and I think it's going to awaken your spiritual gifts as well as your healing gifts more right now than you can see, but you'll see it by the end of February.
What is Jake's birth date?
8/9/91.
And do you know what time he was born?
12:51 p.m.
Love it. And the city?
Roanoke, Virginia.
Really? He's a native.
Yep.
What time was that again?
12:51 p.m.
Okay, got it.
Let's take a look at you, too.
You're going to love
it. It's my favorite thing to do in the world. So, wow, interesting.
Yes.
Not what you're normally used to here, honey.
No, it's not.
You suck him right in. Oh, my gosh, that's so interesting. You just suck him right in. Yeah, he definitely thinks you're colorful. You know, and one of the complimentary things that I always, you know, I might look at things a little differently than other people do as far as relationships are concerned, but I look at it more in a practical manner, okay? And one of the things that I really like about this is the beautiful trines between his Venus and Mercury and your Mars. Okay, and his Mars being trining your Sun. When you have two dual signs like that between the Virgo and the Gemini, they seem to really be very harmonious together. And what it does is it lightens the Virgo energy up and it heavies the Gemini energy down to where it grounds it down a little bit more to where it can move a little slower and a little bit easier. So, I mean, there's a nice complement between the two of you as far as working together. I have to caution you, though, okay, because you can feel an individual, and this is a sensitive guy, too, as well. Just because you can feel something that he's going through does not mean it has anything to do with you, okay?
Right.
You're going to have to keep that separate time of yourself and that special time with him, and not get into worrying about something that he's stressed out about, okay? He's a Leo, but on the other side of the Leo energy is a very quiet source, okay? When a lion lays down, they lay down, they're silent, they don't move, they have this other whole side to them that's very quiet, and they have to revert back to that at points and times. So you have to give them that space, okay?
All right. Well, I'm definitely, I can't wait to get some of that earth element.
you need it, I know.
Yeah, it's a very harmonious complement to each, you know, they work very well together. I've seen them in practical application work extremely well together and really balance each other out because they're both this duality between the two, you know, each one has their own duality, difference in the duality, and when you put them together, they kind of look at each other and go, oh, okay, and the other one goes, oh, okay, and then you start working together a lot better, but it slows your life down and speeds him up a little sometimes when he needs it. So,
well, I
good
still
thing.
Feel ashamed. Yeah. I still feel chained to Aaron. How am I going to unchain that situation?
That's a natural process that you're already kind of going through. You've been desiring to do it, okay? But now I think you're going to be able to manifest it. I think these planets that have been moving into Capricorn have been complementing it. And it's just a matter of you allowing it to subside.
Okay.
Rather than processing it. I think it's about just looking forward to the new you you're creating with your work, both spiritual and nutritional, and also the new relationship that you want to enjoy. When you start to focus on those things that lie before you, that you know are gifts, that you're developing and also you're receiving from other people, it will fade out. It will lose its hold on you and its impact. You'll realize it was a powerful time and you learned a lot, but now you're ready to move forward. And that's going to happen gradually over the period of the next month or two.
Okay. Well, awesome. Thank you.
Well, God bless you, Danielle. We're always glad when you call in. We love you very much and always wish you the best.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Thank
Happy
you.
New Year.
Okay.
Okay,
you too.
All right, bye.
We're always glad when you call in.
She's such a sweetheart, isn't she?
She is. I'm so glad that she's got somebody else to focus on that's at least as sensitive as she is.
Yeah, and I think that that's going to be good for her because it's going to help her to complete some of the paragraphs because she's a person who survived through statements rather than getting her whole story integrated, and I think that that's going to be changing now.
I do, too.
Yeah. Let's take our next caller.
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hi. I love astrology.
Oh, great. Well, then we love talking to you. What's your name?
My name is Allison, and are you taking all the birth stats?
Absolutely.
Yes. What is your birth date?
Allison, March 15, 1957.
And what time were you born?
11:48 a.m., Berkeley, California.
Berkeley?
That's right.
Okay. And that was 11:48 a.m.?
That's right.
Okay.
You have a special question for us this evening?
Well, you know, I know my own chart really, really well, and I follow the transits and all that good stuff. So, you know, but it's always interesting to talk to other astrologers. And, you know, you can just sort of look at just out, do you?
Now, do you still live in Berkeley?
Oh, God, no. Oh, God, no.
Where do you live now?
Double O, no.
Where do you live now?
I live in Colorado.
What city?
Denver Metro. Not Denver, but the general area.
Okay, because it does alter your ascendant, as you know.
Yes, I do. Yeah, it doesn't alter it by a lot, though, because I've done a relocation, and it alters it by, because my natal chart is 6 degrees, and I think it alters it, you know, by, I don't know, five degrees or something.
No, it alters it to 22 degrees.
22.
It also did a great deal because you have a much more spiritual chart in Colorado.
But it still keeps it in Cancer. So.
But what it does, Allison, the amazing thing that it does is it takes your Venus, your Mercury, and your Sun, all in Pisces, a very psychic and sensitive sign. It takes it out of the 10th house and throws it into the 9th, the house of being the minister, being the metaphysician, wanting to love the higher love, wanting to give that to the world. I mean, it really makes a big shift as far as the way the planets express themselves through the houses.
Yeah. Not that I'm doing any of that, but yeah.
But the possibilities are there.
Hasn't changed at all, but 3.2 miles on West. Anyway, so
did you have a question for us tonight?
Well, you know, I haven't had a decent job in way too long. I haven't had a decent job or a decent paying job in eight years, almost nine, eight and a half.
What have you been doing for a living?
You don't want to know. I don't mean anything illegal. It's just you don't want to know. You don't need to know. It's not nothing I care to talk about.
Okay. Well, here again, your work is crucially important to you. What you do on a day-to-day basis is crucially important to you. You have a Virgo moon. You have to do something that's very important to you or feel productive for you to have any kind of benefit from your work, okay? And in Colorado, again, talking about the shift and the change, which is an interesting thing because you go from a professional person in California to a student or a teacher personality in Denver. And I think, you know, whether it be spiritual or whether you could become a professional student, you could teach something very easily and very well as long as it has a purpose. If you're looking for a day-to-day job as far as for the personal money, you're not going to find it because you have to come from your passion of what you love. Okay, there's only one way for you to get a job and keep a job, and that's your passion. And I'm sorry, I have to be honest with you, but you know that's what I do for a living. And here again, you know, with your chart, you have to have that vision, that dream. Okay, so when you say when you tell me that you really don't want to know you don't want to tell anybody what you're doing for a living, that tells me you don't like what you're doing for a living. Okay, which means that you're not going to make any money at it, and that's you're not going to be able to survive off of it, okay, because your whole work is a way of life. It's not a job. It's not to make money. It's to follow a passion. It's a very tight line your chart has as far as making money and making it work, okay? You're very resourceful. You could do a million things and make small amounts of money, but your success lies in your passion. There you will not have to worry about the financial means anymore. So on that note, I'm sorry I have to be honest with you, but on that note, I'll let Aphrodite tell you what she thinks.
Well, I see two good things. One, at the time you asked this question, in the Denver chart, Pluto, the planet of power, life, death, and rebirthing, and the sun are both in Capricorn kissing. Okay, in the sixth house of work, service, and health. And Uranus, the planet of surprises and revelation, is in Aries, and it's heading dead for your midheaven within the next 45 days. So what's happening is you could have a sudden opportunity that comes out of the blue that does indeed empower you. But you have to be looking for it. So if you have been looking for your heart's desire, if you have been like on the internet, if you've been making contact, if you've been keeping your resume, you know, up to date, or if you want to make a shift in career, and you're looking for that opportunity, now is the time to really dedicate a certain amount of time every day to follow up on that because it can come out of the blue.
Yeah, because of that Uranus coming up to the midheaven in my relocated chart.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And it's part of a beautiful grand trine, okay, with your vertex and your natal Uranus. So you could all of a sudden say, wow, that's why I'm here, and now is my time.
I'm certainly not being lazy about looking for work. I just don't want
you to get despondent because I know the Pisces energy sometimes can go into a bit of a slump. It has been so long. There's a certain level of.
And I wouldn't consider you. Sorry.
Go ahead.
I wouldn't consider you lazy. Okay. Because
not at all.
You know, here again,
no,
I would never say that.
Yeah. No, nobody should ever say that about me because there would be dead wrong.
Absolutely. You're not lazy, you know, and that's not the point.
It's about applying dedication to you. Right now it's about applying dedication to you. It's not about laziness. And like I said, now is the time to really be watching for every email, every phone call, everything that you've put out there with a sense of positive expectation. That's how it feels to me, psychically.
Okay, well, I have my eye on not a new career per se, but a kind of an adjunct a way to make money that I will enjoy, that will allow me to do what I really am here to do, which is write my books. So, my books.
Yay!
There you go.
That's what you're looking for right now.
That's
well,
it.
That is what I need. I have this horrible, it's a gift and a curse, of having known from the time before I was born what I was here to do. I always knew. I always had such an incredibly strong sense of knowingness and purpose and purposefulness from before I was born, so that I did not go through a lot of those career, who am I, what do I want to do with my life. I already knew who I was and what I want to do, what I was born to do. And that's really a good thing, unless life doesn't allow you to do it, in which case it becomes a very hard thing, very painful.
Well, and here again, life challenges you. And that is true. Life challenges you to make you have to stand firm on that, to keep, don't lose that faith. Keep on that path, even though sometimes you're detoured. Because here again, like Aphrodite was talking about the timing of this is beautiful, okay?
Right.
And here, keeping on it, I'm not going to say that the universe isn't going to challenge you. This is, we still have a yacht at this point in time hanging out, and that is always a challenge. But, and it's going to be hanging out for a while. But this is a time where, with Uranus into it, that sudden changes come as long as you believe it'll happen. Okay? And so follow it blindly right now. I think you're in the right direction. I think writing a book is an awesome thing for you.
Yeah, well, it's certainly something that I'm way behind on. It's something I should have done already. I should be on book number 3 now, not book number 1. Honestly,
and the universe is going to take its time and make you look at it and say, no, this is the right time for it to come out. Because right now, a lot of people are being opened up. Not only you, but other people are. And this book is going to come out at the right time, believe it or not. Okay?
Right.
It is going to come out at the right time. So don't think I should, I could, I would have. Get rid of the Virgo moon, I could, I should, I would have. Okay?
Yeah. I love it.
I hear you there, man. My own heart's
going to
move. That's what I say
about Virgo moon, and believe my lifetime has been a journey of learning about Virgo moons, okay?
Okay.
Every one of my mates has had a Virgo moon.
Oh, my.
Okay. I have a Pisces moon, okay? So believe me, I understand many different aspects of the Virgo moon.
We're so glad you called in tonight, Allison.
Thank you so much. It's been a real pleasure talking with both of you, and I wish you all the best in the new year.
All right, God bless you
well.
In the new year. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What an incredible chart. I have to tell you,
yeah,
I really wish that I wish she'd really gone on the path of maybe the book does have a spiritual take to it, but I just see a lot of spirituality, a big desire to help other people, perhaps what she's going to express in her book, and I would love to see what that turns out to be. I hope she calls back in and keeps us posted.
Oh, I would. With the Mars and Taurus that she has trining that Jupiter, it's got to have some kind of practical application to it, which people would understand and be really practical as far as not just the one part that would be great as far as the of what it's based on, but the practical application of helping others through it should be just phenomenal with her Mars in the 11th house like that. I just can't see it, Not
exactly.
Being a good book.
Yeah. Well, we have another caller that's been holding for almost 45 minutes, so we should probably grab them. Patience precedes them. Good evening.
Hi.
This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hello, my name is Donna.
Hi, Donna. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, terrific. Thank you.
Great. Well, Happy New Year.
Tonight. Thank you. You too. Looking forward to it. Let me tell you my birthday. It's April 22nd, 1954, and I was born at 2:20 p.m. in Long Island, New York.
Long Island.
Long Island.
Do you live there now?
No, I live in Santa Barbara, California.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Talk about going from east to west.
Yeah.
Now, how long have you been there?
Oh, I left New York when I was three.
When you were but a little one.
I've been in, yeah, a little one. But I've been in Santa Barbara for like 28 years.
All right, so that's really home now.
Mostly California, though. Yeah, this is home.
Great.
Ooh, interesting.
I like the weather.
I love the shift. I love the shift. I love the Santa Barbara chart. Very nice.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
Very nice.
Yeah, it's so much better for you in California than it is in New York.
I'm sure you have
like
the snow.
No, I like all the nature. I like the beaches, walking on the beaches and the mountains. And yeah.
And what question did you have for us tonight, Donna?
Well, I wanted to know if 2013 would bring in more money and if perhaps I'm going to meet a relationship, you know, have a relationship with a man.
Okay. Fair question.
This is your, and I'm going to tell you, you should be out and looking around right now.
Yeah,
okay.
I think so, too.
Yeah, you're
well,
seeing what I see, the
party.
Venus of the fifth house. Of the, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. You can meet somebody tonight.
I'm going to
go out for New
hours.
Year's. Go out for New Year's, definitely.
Yeah, I'm going out for New Year's.
Mars is opposing your ascendant
you
in Leo.
Somebody.
Yep.
Oh, good.
Mars is opposing your ascendant in Leo, which rules the heart. And you've got some beautiful Sag planets moving through your fifth house of romance and recreation and dance and fun and celebration. It's just beautiful, the chart right now.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Now, as far as money, what do you do for work?
Well, I'm not working right now, but when I do, I kind of take care of the elderly in their home.
Okay. I can see
yeah,
that because of Mars being
that.
Capricorn in that sixth house. Yeah, I can see
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Do you want to continue to do it that way, or did you want to deal with the healthcare profession in a different way?
I guess that way, because I'm on disability, and I just kind of do that on the side, sort of, just to bring in a little more extra money.
Okay, so you're just doing what supports you as well as them. That's very wise. That's very wise.
Thanks.
I think the big thing here is not about so much more money as it is about a more vibrant lifestyle for you.
Yeah.
Because you have some kind of limitations. You want to make sure that you're getting enough life in your life.
I know.
Okay?
I haven't been doing too much. It's not good not to work because, I mean, it doesn't give me much structure. You know, I walk on the beach, I read, I get on the computer, but it's not enough for me to do, and I don't have children or anything, no family here, so it's kind of hard that way.
Have you ever thought about playing cards or playing some kind of game or doing some kind of activity, you know, that a group activity with other people? Because, that would be my first thing with you is that, you could go play bridge or something like this, which would really work well for you. You need more social interaction is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
and I think that's
what
Aphrodite's talking about, more than the personal money financial thing, okay?
Right.
And I don't see
right.
you being a big gambler kind of personality. You're not really into that. But card games or things like this could be quite fun for you to have an activity like that. So you might want to look into, I know they have bridge places out here, but you might want to look into something like that and getting a little social interaction that way. And that would be more fulfilling, and then you wouldn't be so focused on the money situation.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that sounds good. I'll have to try that.
And, your Jupiter was in Gemini when you were born. And Jupiter's only in Gemini every 12 years for a year. It's there now, and it's transiting your 11th house of clubs, groups, and associations of different types with different agendas. And it rules all not-for-profits, all light workers, all centers, okay, that cater to your area, your neighborhood, if you will. There can be more activities that are available for you that are not going to cost you very much money at all, but you'll meet some like-minded and like-spirited people in this year, because Jupiter's going to be in Gemini all the way until the end of June.
Ooh.
Yeah, so it gives you a lot of time to really kind of Maybe there's things you've done in the past that you really enjoy that you're still capable of doing. You could even bring those things back to life this month because Jupiter's retrograde until the last day of January. But then it goes direct, and you're bound to have new people coming into your life, even if you meet them off the cuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to see you have a relationship because I think you need a social person that will bring you out, meet new people.
Yeah.
Share some experiences. I know you would love that because if you're Leo rising,
Yes. You
like to feel that sense of connectedness and feel that your heart is very confident and supported by at least one loyal personality.
Yeah, totally, yeah.
Yeah. But it's looking good, girl.
Oh, good. Well,
you're in your Saturn return, so you refocusing at this time is perfect.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to 2013.
Yeah, it's very close.
did it say anything about travel, that I might go traveling? I like to travel a lot.
But even in that, I'm going to stick with what Jacqueline said. Maybe you could travel in a group, too, because a lot of times group traveling is less expensive. Everybody wants to go where they're going. Everybody's on the journey together and can share old experiences as well as looking forward to the new one. So group travel, especially if you can get a good deal out of the blue on the Internet, that's how it's looking in your chart right now, I would go for that.
Okay.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. Here again, a lot of socialization at this point in time is very good for you. And traveling, you like traveling, so why not? I think it's perfect.
Oh, good. Okay.
Well, so glad you called in tonight.
Thank you very much, and Happy New Year to both of you.
Happy New Year to you, hon. All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
So many nice, sweet people calling in this evening.
Oh, they're great. I love these guys.
With different gifts and different good intentions about things that they want to do coming up this year. I think we're all there. We want to embrace our hope and maybe use skills we've let lay fallow for a little while and bring them back to life in some new ways. And I think it's time.
I do as well.
So you're ready for the next one?
Okay.
All righty then. Good evening, this is the Illumination Station, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Great, how are you? What's your name?
My name is Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi.
What can we do for you tonight?
I was just wondering about 2013, about like finances and romance.
Two
birthday?
Big questions.
My birthday is November 5th, 1970.
And what time were you born?
7:05 p.m.
And what city were you born in?
I was born in a city called Talladega. Let me spell it for you. Talladega, and that's in Alabama.
Got it.
And where do you live now?
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Myrtle Beach, pretty area, boy.
Yeah,
pretty
it is.
Pretty nice, huh?
Yes.
How long you live there?
I've only been here maybe four or five months.
And where were you before that?
I was in another city called Mullins, South Carolina.
Okay.
In
all
what?
Right.
Mullins.
Oh. Okay. Sorry.
Wow. You are so psychic, girlfriend. Wow. This is an amazing chart. Wow.
Oh, wow. Have you ever studied astrology?
I have not.
You should.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I think you would find it interesting, really, really, really interesting about how it works. That scorpion energy, why? It'll answer those questions. Okay?
Okay.
And also, I just feel that you could use it as such a good psychological tool. You're very good with children, aren't you?
Yes, I teach.
Yeah, children love you. And this will give you new insights into their personalities. And because astrology is much more complicated than most people realize, it really allows you to look at all the different facets of personality and know some of the themes that are going on, even the changes of the classes that come to you and leave you. It would help you to tap into time in a different perspective, and I think that you'd actually really love doing it for people on a private level, even if you continue to do your teaching, because I think you love your teaching.
Yeah, kind of.
But you're not getting enough money from it, right?
No.
That's the problem with it. I think that you love the work, you just don't like the system.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. And I understand that. So are you seeing anybody right now?
No.
Is there someone that wants to see you and you've been kind of like not wanting to see them?
Well, it's like a new person in my life, but I'm not sure. You know, it's like at the very, very beginning, like first meeting them or whatever, but. So.
I'd follow up on it.
Okay.
Only because I feel that whatever you learn will empower you.
Okay.
In the cycle. It's a very strong week you're in right now because Pluto and the Sun are kissing in your seventh house of relationships. Pluto's your planet of process ruler, although Mars is your planet of event ruler, and Mars is approaching your moon, which means you could meet a very important man this week. And I feel even if this is a friendship rather than romantic, it's going to empower you. And that's what I like to see. I like to see people able to keep that male-female connection, whether it's a full-blown romantic or passionate environment situation, or if it's a really close friend that really wants to get into you, know you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What do you see, Jacqueline?
And I was going to go, that right there was where I was going to go with this. This relationship could very well be an excellent friendship for you. It's a great lesson in teaching you to live in the now and live in the moment, not anticipate what the future is going to bring to it. To really be able to just enjoy this company and not have any anticipation of where it's going to go to. I think it could be a very good friendship. I don't necessarily know that this is the ideal one that you're looking for. I do agree with Aphrodite that I would keep my eyes open because this is a very strong week for you to really look at that. But anybody that comes in, again, I will suggest that you move very slowly and get to know them as a friend more than anticipating it being a potential love relationship at this point in time for the long-term future, okay? But I would pursue it, definitely. If I were you, I would pursue it.
Okay.
And one of the things I see coming to you in February, once Jupiter goes direct, there may be more than one man in your life, and one will be a friend and one may want to be more. But I think this is your time to launch and to consider the possibilities and see how the personalities really work together where you can feel that deep sense of fulfillment, which is what you've really been seeking.
Right.
Saturn's in your sign for the first time in 30 years. Okay, it's only been there for less than 2 months right now. And Saturn transiting the fifth house can bring a committed relationship in. But Saturn's going to be in Scorpio for 2 years. And I agree with Jacqueline, take your time. Allow yourself to really discover the facets of the other person's personality and the depths of their existence in addition to what they can bring forth from you.
Okay.
You know, you want a relationship that's really going to grow and allows you to grow because you can't be in a relationship that defines you too much. You have to have that opportunity to always grow and change and look at new possibilities.
Right.
And you want someone that you don't have to go into a particular role pattern. That will never work for you.
You're right.
We're so glad you called in tonight.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You have a very happy new year.
You have a happy new year, too. Thank you once again.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow, all that Scorpio. Wow, pretty amazing, huh, Jacqueline? Yeah.
Pretty intense.
Yeah. I love that in that fifth house because there's such a tremendous creative force. Wow.
That's why I like where she relocated to, is this because it put it even further into there. It just had her son and Vesta in there before. But it put all of that back into the fifth house, which, you know, the Leo-Scorpio energy is such a beautiful energy. When you mix the fifth house with a Scorpio, it's so creative. And when you talked about the kids and all of that, there's more, you know, that's a simple, she could do her job and with nothing. The complexity of that creativeness that she has is just phenomenal.
And as I was Saturn, being the great teacher, moving through her fifth house, she might not realize it today, but even in the future, I think some of the children that she's been teaching will come back to visit her, that she will have given them tools of a depth and penetration they got from no other teacher. I just feel it so strong
Absolutely.
In my soul when I was talking to her, yeah.
Absolutely, I agree there as well. And she doesn't even, naturally, she doesn't even think twice about it or that what she's doing. It's just such a natural ability of hers.
It's just her being her. I know. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I love that.
Is that, you know, and she'll just be astonished and amazed at that point in time when they come back as an adult.
Absolutely.
Really.
Absolutely. You ready for the next one?
Yes.
All righty then. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air.
Hi. My name is Anne. Happy New Year.
Hi. And Happy New Year to you. What can we do for you this evening?
Okay, you want my birthday first or my question first?
We want your birth info.
Okay, it's 2-7-1952 at 8:58 p.m. in New York, New York.
Now, do you still live there?
No, I'm in Waterbury, Connecticut.
Waterbury. That's a nice town, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're from my neck of the woods. I'm from Massachusetts. But don't
okay.
blame me. Beautiful. All right. And what did you want us to look at for you tonight, honey?
Okay. I'd like to look at prospective romance and transitioning from my corporate job to possibly my own business, like a semi-retirement type thing.
Okay.
What type of business are you thinking about going into?
I do what you guys do.
Great. Wonderful.
A little bit different spin on it, maybe. You know, I'd probably do more reading. People just like to talk to me.
Of course they do, because you know why? You're full of surprise. You get a lot of personality, don't you, hon?
You're a very colorful creature.
I guess so.
Well, Jupiter, the planet of good fortune and abundance, is in Gemini right now, and it's going to be there until the end of June, and then it goes into Cancer. And when it moves into your 10th house of owning your own business, I do feel this is the year to create it for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, as far as romance, that could come in within this year or next, because Uranus doesn't move that quickly. But it is approaching your natal Jupiter in the seventh. What do you think, Jacqueline?
And it's funny because you went to the same exact spots I did. I do feel that this is a time for preparation time for a lot of things. I would be open to the possibility. It's coming within orb at this point in time. But the energies are getting stronger as far as one-to-one relationships are concerned. But it's going to come out of the blue. So just be open to the possibility is all I'm saying with that. You know, that Cancer moon sometimes, especially after this full moon, you know, kind of tends to retreat and to really hold their heart too close, okay? Be careful of that. You've got to be open to it. Let it be open, okay? You've got the natural talent to do what you do for a living. You've got the Mars in Scorpio and the Sun in Aquarius and the Mercury in Aquarius, so you have the vision of future seeing that can really bring insight to others by just being your colorful self. And I really think that, you know, really getting it together and really launching it sometime around mid-June would be an ideal situation for you.
I totally agree.
Sounds good. Sounds good to me.
one word of warning.
What?
You're not afraid of responsibility, even though you're Aquarian sun. Your Venus is in Capricorn. And you want someone who is as dedicated and as responsible in keeping their promises as you are.
Yes. That has been
You've made that mistake before, yes.
Yes.
I, yes. But Saturn is sitting on your Mars for the first time in 30 years. I think you got it down now. I think you got it down now.
That's what I was going to say to that is that I think you've learned your lesson
like,
on that one.
It's almost like I want friends with benefits. I don't know.
You want somebody who's a professional who has their, who has a whole life as far as their career is concerned, and you're an enhancement to that life. Do you understand it that way?
Yeah.
You're looking at
yeah.
it more. So, you know, and again here, you've learned that that little Cancer sucker moon of yours that says, oh, but they can, and they're so nice, and they can do this, and they have a potential. I think you've learned that. So I don't think you'll repeat that same mistake twice, but here again I will say that, you know, it will come to you. You don't worry about it, okay? And don't think that you'll ever accept anything less again because Saturn's already passed over your Mars, so you've learned it, it's done, it's gone.
Okay, because I tend to see the potential in people, I guess. You're right.
Absolutely.
That's because you're a light worker,
idea.
Of course.
Yeah.
You're supposed to see the potential in people in your reading, so you're doing it in your personal life as well. And
I
have been there and done that.
That's probably what I was practicing. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Potentials don't work anymore for you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Well, God bless you. Have a happy new year.
You too. God bless you. And you have a great new year, both of you. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Good night. What a great chart. Wow.
Yeah.
She gives a lot. She gives a lot. And I love her
great
confidence
dementia.
Level about certain things. So you can just feel it in her when you're listening to her voice.
Oh, yeah. She'll do well.
All right. Well, I think we probably have time for maybe one more, and then we're going to tell us everybody a little bit about what we're doing and what we're up to in the upcoming months this winter. Let's take one more caller.
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hi. My name is Cheyenne.
Cheyenne. How cute.
Oh, thank you.
And what can we do for you this evening?
I would like you all to do my horoscope. I am looking at starting a new business in the after the first of the year, and it's a business around helping autistic kids and troubled children to kind of get more grounded and balanced within themselves.
Beautiful. When's your birthday?
May 16th, 1960.
And do you know what time you were born?
6:30 in the morning. Let's see. In Covington, Kentucky.
Covington?
Mm-hmm. Spelled like
now,
it sounds.
Do you still live there?
I do not. I live in Denver.
Okay.
I'm a transplant.
Sometimes that's the perfect thing to do.
This is my best and favoriteest home ever, so.
Oh, I love hearing that. Wow, you're very grounded there. Wow. Nice. Nice change for you.
Yeah, it's
Ooh,
been the best
yeah.
of my life.
Very nice.
With that Aquarius moon, you needed some grounding, so this is a good move.
This really is a powerful time for you to really complete the purpose that rings inside your soul. I think it's a good year for you to do this. This is a good time for you to embrace that spirit, that purpose that's been ringing inside your soul. That's why you want to move forward now.
I do. I feel like it's really important, and that the time for hanging out and working on myself. It's not that it's over. It's just that it's time for me to move forward now.
It is. Absolutely. It's to your greatest benefit and greatest advantage.
What does it say in my chart about school?
I was going to ask, what kind of educational thing are you doing at this point in time?
Well, I've been given a lot of direction to go back to school and to
Absolutely.
Get, like, a political science degree. I mean, I've been given some ideas by my guidance getting retrained to do something completely different than I've ever done. And I've never been interested in politics my entire life, but I feel like there's some kind of little thing buried inside of me that has to come out now. And,
Pluto went into your ninth house, so you feel like you have to transform and change the foundational system. So,
yeah.
My great humanitarian friend.
It's way overdue.
I love it.
It's so overdue, it's pathetic. So, I mean, I really feel that since I've always been non-traditional my whole life, but I feel like it's time for us to go away from the non-traditional ways of dealing with things and to go more based on how it feels.
And absolutely, and I'm going to say, you know, even though you're making a judgment because you're going for poli-sci, you know, as far as a degree is concerned, you're looking at it in more of a practical form. I understand you're a Taurus sun and a Mercury in Taurus and a Venus in Taurus, and you like the practicality of looking at where that direction is going. But I'm going to say that education, because of your non-traditionalness, that education may be needed for something else than what you actually are making a judgment on it right now. Okay.
I mean,
I don't know.
I'm just kind of playing this by ear and allowing myself
Absolutely.
To be led.
Absolutely. And that's all you need to do at this point in time, is my point. Don't put any judgment on what, if you're going to get into politics or not, because it may be a different form of politics than what you think that you will get into, is my point. The education is a journey at this point in time that you're going to want to do to get the information, but it may lead you in a whole different path than what you think it is right now.
Yeah,
so
I mean, I don't have any clue what it really is. I'm just kind of guessing.
Exactly. Don't guess, just do.
But, yeah, I've been guided to get this, and it's not even about a piece of paper. It's just about the education that I need to move forward to do other things.
Absolutely.
I mean, they showed me a ranch where I would teach kids how to get grounded, and especially like autistic kids and ADHD kids and ADD kids, teach them how to get grounded because so many of them are gifted.
Mm-hmm.
And use horses to teach them how to get in touch with themselves.
And I know a couple of people that are already doing it out in your area.
90.
Really?
I want to create it. And I want to just tell you, because we are running out of time, we're at the top of the hour, what I think is going to happen out of this new degree that you're embracing is what's going to happen. You're going to work with the children as you want to, with the ranch, but I also think what's going to happen is that you are going to be able to work within the system in order to make room for these children in the world. You're going to make people more politically aware of the gifts these children have, and you're going to become their advocate as a result of what you're learning now. And you're going to do it through your ability to write, your intelligence, and your experience. And you're going to do it in such a way they can't say no.
Well, I can be very persuasive when I need
to
be.
Oh, yes, you can.
I need to talk to you guys. Can you please keep my phone number and contact me? Please.
I certainly can.
I'm
so glad you called in tonight.
All I ask is that the two ladies that talk to me, please call me.
I will give Jacqueline your number when we get off, because I don't know if she has them visually on her screen. But I will
okay.
definitely give her the number. I know a couple of people that are already working the same direction you are with the horses that I've known for many, many years since my Florida days, which is over 10 years ago now. And I really would like to connect you with these people because I think there's something special about you calling in tonight.
I have extensive respect and experience with horses. I grew up
awesome.
On a farm in Kentucky and I rode from the time I was little. So I know I have a very special connection with them. But I would really like it if you guys could return my phone call or call me so that I can schedule something with you. It would be so worth my time and energy to do that.
And we would love to do that for you, and I'll make sure that Jacqueline gets the information as well, Cheyenne. We're so happy
Thank
to call
you very
in.
Much.
All right. God
Thanks.
Bless you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow. That is so amazing. That is so amazing.
Yeah.
I can't tell you that there's a couple of people that I know that are out in that same area as she is, and they are on the same page. And they've been involved in metaphysics for a long time, too. But, you know, it's wonderful when all of a sudden you just meet somebody and you know that there's a special reason. And she felt that with us, which I think is really cool.
That's awesome.
Well, we should tell people where they can find us because we're at the top of the hour. So tell them all you're doing this winter.
I'm teaching classes in astrology and tarot, and I have a tarot share group that's going to go on, and I'm working at the Spark of Divine and also at the B&A Flea Market in Stewart, and if you want to get a hold of me, you can give me a call at 772-286-2720.
And I'm Aphrodite Norris, and I invite you to check out my new website at www.aphrodite.com. And hopefully you'll find some interesting information there. If you want a private reading, both Jacqueline and I do private readings. We do them by telephone. We do them in person. We do record them for you. And we prepare in advance for special questions you might have or research you might need. My phone number is 540-400-0110. And, of course, you can reach us also through the Blog Talk Radio at the Illumination Station. We're wishing you all a very happy, healthy, and prosperous new year. And know that we're there for you. Give us a call. We'll be happy to help you sort things out if you get into a little tight space. And we should be here next Sunday night at 6 o'clock.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! Good night!